It's the Let's Go Eat and Drink Show with hosts Jimmy Santangelo and Bill Allred.
Let's go eat and drink about. But I get to what you're saying. Cause you got food in your mouth.
And we're coming to you live on tape from Cassatt, in the heart of 15th and 15th. Cassatt, a wine and craft cocktail bar at 1508 South, 1500 East in the Great Salt Lake City. Our Let's Go Eat guest today is the owner and operator of Sauced Up Salsa, George Bush.
Your Facebook page says, I like choking people.
George is a Utah native. He graduated high school in Tooele, Utah. He has built from the ground up Sauced Up Salsa, best of Utah's family-owned business in 2022. Home-produced, fire-roasted salsa. The fire you deserve in a salsa. It's Sauced Up. And now, with George Bush, your hosts, Jimmy and Bill.
So, Sauced Up Salsa. Okay.
Yeah.
Sauced Up.
Sauced Up.
Oh, man. And, okay, I'm always rolling, baby.
rolling.
I'm always rolling. But we should thank our fine announcer, Mr. Catton, Zach Catton, for doing the announcing work today. Thank you, Zach. And, you know, we should give credit to Doug Wild, who actually composed our theme song.
That's right.
I didn't mention that last time, and I should this time. And I should not neglect to mention Dawson, because the last recording we did, I didn't even mention Dawson. And he's there running the whole damn show.
Doing the whole thing.
Couldn't do it without Dawson. Pleased to welcome to these microphones the owners and operators of a company called Sauced Up Salsa. We have Jessica Erickson, and we have George Bush.
Yeah, thanks for having us on the show.
Yes, thank you.
We appreciate it. We're excited.
Is it tough having that name? I just had to ask.
George Bush.
Now it's a little bit more
easier now.
Yeah, it's easier now, but I mean, back in the day, I mean, it was.
I feel for you, man.
Yeah, it was rough. Yeah, it was rough.
Did you ever think of changing? I used to. Well, I knew a guy who's a pharmacist, and his last name was Trump, and I said, Are you? And he said, "No, I won't change my name. It'll kill my parents." But my brother did.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. Harsh.
Yeah, that's crazy. No, I've never thought about changing my name. I like it. It's my name.
Yeah, it is.
Mr. Bush and Ms. Jessica Erickson are the proprietors of Sauced Up Salsa, and both natives of Utah. Graduated from high school in Tooele, Utah, and then went on to being a sauce company, a salsa company. How the hell did that happen?
Just a couple things. One, there was a lack of salsa that I personally liked, mm-hmm. so I couldn't find any that I enjoyed. And now, at the time, I was also heavily competing and traveling, so I needed a
competing in
jiu-jitsu. I do a lot of jiu-jitsu, so I was competing at that time, and I was trying to eat healthier, and so mm-hmm. I was thinking maybe more fruits and veggies. So I was looking for salsa, couldn't find one. So I thought I'll just make it, and then that was it.
And Jessica, how did you get involved in the whole deal?
He pulled me in and made me work.
Put you get in the kitchen.
I did, yeah.
Pretty much.
I said, hey,
I was
come
the
here
salsa
quick.
Tester. Mm-hmm. And I'm like,
he does
more
know
salt,
jiu-jitsu,
less
so.
Yeah, exactly.
I need 5 minutes of your time.
And George is the pickiest eater in the world. And so
really?
He needs to create something that is for him.
You know what you like, and damn it, you'll have it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
that's great.
I'm starving, okay?
I'm a person who will eat anything, you know?
Yeah,
I'm just
me
like,
too.
I don't care. Canned peas, you bet. Put them down, I'll eat them.
Smush them, I'll even like them.
I try, and then I get so much like in my head, and then I'm like, all right, well, I can't do it.
Where did your love of salsa come from? Do you know? I mean,
I didn't have a love for salsa.
Oh, you didn't? You just thought, oh, this will be a good thing.
No, I just didn't like, salsa. I didn't like
especially
onions.
Here in Utah.
Yeah, I didn't like onions. I didn't like tomatoes.
Well, then why have it at all?
Well, because I was trying to eat healthier and I wanted to try something new. And she's always try something new. So I was like, well, I'll try salsa.
Okay.
And we tried a bunch, didn't like it. Mm-hmm. So I told her, well, I still will, you know, keep my word and try something new, but I'm going to make my own.
So how long have you guys been making salsa?
I've been making it. The business has been going for about 3 years, but I think about five or six years.
Really?
Yeah.
I was talking to Jessica a little bit before we started, and I think I said, do you guys work on salsa all the time and marketing and all of that, do you have other jobs? And she says, no. And I said, that's pretty good if you're able to at least support yourself making salsa. That's excellent.
Thank you. Yeah, we work really hard. Even this morning, we got in at like 4 a.m. And then I got up like 9 to go get labels and stuff ready for this weekend our event.
Yeah, it is rough stuff.
Yeah.
But it's paying off. It says that you built the, I'm just reading something off a website.
Yeah.
Tell me if it's wrong or, you know. It says George and Jessica built from the ground up Best of Utah's 2022 family-owned business.
Yeah.
Home-produced fire-roasted salsa. It's the fire you deserve in salsa, it says here. I like that. And then, George, I want you to explain this statement. It says, your Facebook page says, I like choking people. Now, what a joke.
So I put that on there before we started the business, but I do. I quite enjoy choking people. I've been training now for MMA and jiu-jitsu, stand-up, different, you know, martial arts for the last 6 years, probably. Mm-hmm. Just kind of around the same time I've been making sauce, and I love it. I mean, I was just doing it for fun to stay in shape, and then it kind of just kind of went from there. And
do you like choking people with your salsa as well?
Is not as much. I want them to enjoy it, but I mean, it happens occasionally.
I have your preference.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Now, are you still trying to compete? You're probably not still trying to compete in MMA and stuff.
I want to. It's hard just because we stay really busy. The last time I competed was last November. Mm-hmm. And so kind of recent. So that wasn't too bad. After 3 years, I went back in November, did a competition, and then so far, I've been busy.
Just as a side note about this, and then we'll focus more on salsa, but just to focus a little bit about jiu-jitsu or MMA, when I watch some of that, and I don't watch a lot, I used to like boxing. I used to like watch boxing. But then the MMA, and it just seems a little too brutal to me, just a little too much.
Yeah.
You know, boxing has some rules, and MMA does too, but fewer.
And, not, you know, nearly as many.
And it looks like it hurts a lot.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you still like it?
I don't necessarily see it that way. Mm-hmm. After doing it, like, it's rough. My body definitely hurts after, but as I'm like in it, or if I'm sparring, like if I get hit in the face, I honestly don't feel it.
You just don't feel it.
Yeah, like we collided heads the other day, I just didn't feel it. And it doesn't necessarily mean like, but it helps, but it's just fun. Mm-hmm. I feel like more free when I'm out. I can just kind of move. I can try new things. It's a good time. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like a chess match, because one person is trying something while the other person is like trying to defend. And while you're watching them do something, they're setting something up for like three steps ahead. So they might be like, oh, they're not doing anything. But then all of a sudden, it's over.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's just the coolest thing to be a part of, to experience, and then to actually be able to like watch yourself do it. It's just after being like thinking this is something that you would never do. And then you try it, and now you're...
Were you a tough kid growing up? I mean, had the tendency to get into some scrapes and stuff?
Yeah, but I never started anything. I was a bigger kid. Mm. So I think in high school when, like, they knew me, I reached 600 pounds. And so...
Whoa!
Yeah, so from, like, 4 years old, I think I was, like, 160. And so I was just a big kid.
Yeah.
And so a lot of kids would come pick on me. A lot of kids were like, oh, he's bigger. He's not fast. He's not gonna do anything. And no.
No, George, that fat kid, he's going to kill you.
Yeah. And yeah, so I learned how to stand up for myself pretty young age.
So let's get to salsa. Where did you start? I mean, say, okay, I'm going to make my own. How did you figure it out? What did you do?
Well, the first step was I need to figure out what's in salsa.
Yeah.
You know, so I went and I Googled what's in sauce, and then I looked at different like sauces at the stores, and I was like, okay, well, most of them have this, 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 and this. And then that was kind of just how I started. And then after that, I just did a lot of reading. I had a lot of insomnia at this point. So I was up all night just doing
studying
just,
it up.
Yeah, just reading. Cause
did you create more of a base of your salsa and then you layer different flavors onto that?
At the end. So at first, I was just throwing stuff together.
Yeah.
And then I was just getting overwhelmed because I was like, I didn't write that down. I don't even know what I did, you know? And then we started selling it. And I had a friend like, is it, you know, you need to have it consistent. And I was like, yeah, oh, you're right. You're right. So I went back.
Yeah, it's got to be consistent.
Yeah, I was like, you're right. So I went back and I guess I redid my process and I wrote down everything. And then I kind of just like tailored it from there. And that's when I was like, Jessica, I need you to come and be the tester. And so she would be like, we should probably do a little bit more salt or take some away because that's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There were some really bad batches of salsa before I made these.
A lot of trial and error.
A lot of nasty salsa.
Now, do you have, how many?
I'm going to try some while we're talking.
Yeah,
I'll try some too. Where should we start? Where's the best place to start?
One of them mild and then warmer. Yeah. So if we want to start on this end.
That one's medium. That one's mild.
Mild.
This is mild. We'll start at the mild.
This is the fire roasted tomatillo. This one is our most popular favorite.
I love the tomatillo.
The tomatillo is a good one.
Now, what's this mild is just called tomatillo?
No, the mild is just a mild one. That one's aroma base. That one has like fresh garlic, fresh jalapeno serranos in it.
Oh, that's delicious.
Lemon juice, lime juice, thank vinegar.
You. Mm. Oh, my God.
You know.
The flavors really come through. Great texture, too. It's not watery.
Yeah.
It's got good consistency.
Thank you. I want to try this drink.
Pretty stable. And the wine that we're having is a rosé from Italy. And I wanted to, it's not off dry. It's a dry rosé wine. Negro Amaro is the grape varietal from southern Italy. Nice, light, juicy, refreshing, low alcohol, about 12%. Mm. And would go really nice with, once it gets hot, I might, the salsas get a little warmer. I might have wanted to have a little bit more of an off-dry rosé to temper some of that spice. But, hey, we're going to do what we're going to do over
yeah,
here.
Let's do it.
Now, the mild, that there's still a little bit of a
heat.
Little heat to it.
Yeah, yeah.
But not, doesn't burn your mouth out.
Right. The fire you deserve in the salsa.
Tell me about the chips, too. Where do you buy these
no.
from the source? Or you make these?
I hand cut all of our chips.
Oh, my God, because they're great.
Yeah, thank you. I hand cut all of them. I cut them all.
You're
I fry
crazy,
them.
Aren't you?
Yeah,
you're crazy.
I fry them all. I lightly season all of them with salt. It's a process. Mm-hmm. I actually just got a couple more fryers to help, but I think I was then doing like 12-hour days.
Yeah.
And we're I think averaging 350 pounds of chips.
These are good.
A week. Thank
now this
you.
Is the next one up.
Yeah, that one's the mediums.
What's it called?
Medium.
Just medium.
I had names for them, but then people were like, "Was that mild or is it medium?" So then I changed it to
that
mild
one?
To medium. Yeah. And then people were like, "Well, you don't have names for them," and I'm like, "I can't. You cannot please anybody these days." It's rough out here.
George, what's the George makes these salsas. Now that one, I don't. Well, maybe it is a little hot. Just a little. Oh yeah, now it's on my tongue.
Yeah, so it's a little. It's like a little. They're little sleepers. The reason why is because I wanted you to experience flavor.
Yep.
I wanted it to be good. I wanted you to when you taste it, you're like, whoa! I can cook with these because I like cooking. So I'm like, you can cook with these, do tons of other things, and so that's kind of why the texture is the way it is.
How would you? Yeah, the texture is interesting. It's so. Let me. What's the difference between a salsa and a
like a pico?
A pico de gallo.
Pico's more just like chopped up.
Chunky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then they kind of throw it into a container,
mm-hmm.
and then you take it. But ours is a little bit different because we fire roast everything. We blend it, kind of puree.
Yeah, it's all very smooth.
Yeah.
So how would you cook with this?
We've smoked with it. We've put it on salmon. We've done rotisserie chickens. She's done pork belly. We've done
Spanish rice.
Yeah, we did Spanish rice. That was good. We've done tacos with it. We made like tostadas with it.
We also have freeze dried salsa as well.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like a seasoning texture. Mm. And that's more what maybe you would cook with is the freeze dried salsa.
So the medium,
I should have brought it. But
boy, the medium is really tasty.
Thank you.
I like the texture on it too. It's a little not creamier, but it's a little smoother. It's ground down a little bit more. It's a little bit more pureed, if you will.
Well, when we tried when I tried cooking with other sauces, it was a little bit more pico-ish, and it would mess up like the texture of the food or the hamburger I was making, whatever.
Yeah.
And so I started blending mine, and so like I can throw a few in with like ground beef, and then cook it into a burger, and then I can eat that. You know,
throw some of that into the beef while it's cooking.
While it's I'll even mix it in with like an egg. It's a little bit of salt, and then the salsa as the seasoning, and then I'll make my patty. I'll throw it on like the cast iron, and then at the end, I might even sprinkle a little bit on top.
Yeah, or you, I guess you could just use it as a condiment after the burger is cooked. Spread it on a bun.
Yeah, on a bun. Yeah. I've done toast and put an egg on it. We just did omelets yesterday.
Hash browns. Great. Okay, now we move on.
Chilaquiles. You can do a lot.
Right, what's this next one?
This one's the fire roasted tamatillo.
This
is our number one salsa. We actually won best fresh salsa in Utah with this one.
Okay.
A little bit saucy. It's zesty. It's citrusy.
It's tangy. It's a little bit on the saltier side, so you'll eat it more with like eggs. Pork is really good, like pork carnitas, stuff like that.
Chili verde, right?
Right.
Wow. Yeah. Roast comes through.
Mm-hmm. Thank you,
Yeah, the roasting is, you can really taste the roasting on that one. These are excellent.
Thank you.
Excellent. Where are you available? Grocers, distributors?
Yeah, so we're always available on our website at www.sauceupsalsa.com. We're also at various farmers markets such as like Salt Lake, the Ogden Market.
Which are super popular.
Yeah, busy.
Ogden has gone off over the last
Ogden
few years.
We've been with Ogden since we've started for the last like 3 years, and it has grown so much.
My hometown, represent.
Yeah,
there it
Ogden.
Is representing Ogden.
We love Ogden. Yeah, we do. We do love Ogden.
What are they? There's the Farmer's Market on 25th Street.
Yeah, yes. That's the one.
That's where my sister has a restaurant there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's called Two Bit Street Cafe.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So you might want to drop in and say hi.
Yeah, we'll go check it out. We're there all the time. She's there. She goes every Saturday. Yes. I'm in the Salt Lake one. Hers is from 8 to 1. Mine's 8 to 2.
And then this next salsa. What's this one?
Oh, man. So this is our Sweet Heat Pineapple salsa. This one is equally as good. This is also another one of our specialty flavors. This one I personally eat a lot with salmon. We do a lot of salmon work with that fish tacos. Right? Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
I knew you were going to like that one.
this one, I've been eating a lot more of this one. I'll even mix it with some of the other flavors, like the hot, get a little bit of spice in there. Yeah.
So a sauced up salsa, S-A-U-C-E-D, S-A-U-C-E-D up salsa, www.com.
Yep.
How many different varieties do you have?
We have 7 flavors. So we have an original that's before the mild that doesn't have any spice for people who don't want spice. Yeah. Then we have our mild, medium, and then we have a hot one that's hotter. That's actually really good, and I blend it with the sweet heat. Mm-hmm. And then our specialty flavors are the mango habanero that we didn't bring, but we do have the sweet heat and then the fire roasted tamatillo on those.
These are great, and none of them are too hot for me. You said it earlier. Sometimes hot food or people who put spice on, like my son will take a bottle of Tabasco and just shake it on. To me, it just kills the taste of the food
because
it's too
damn
hot.
Yeah.
But these are not too hot. The flavor comes through.
They're great. Good balance.
Excellent. Thank you.
So you can mail order these?
Yeah, so we ship the freeze-dried salsa, and they come in packaging, so those are just waterproof. These we deliver all over Utah. And then we're working on getting them shipped national.
The fresh ones?
Yeah, yes. The fresh ones. It's just a pricey thing to deal with.
Mm. So if I want the best place to get them, it's the Let's Go Eat show, damn it. I'm eating.
So the best place to get them is either on the website.
And drink.
We'll make them for you and we'll just bring it to you. Most people order it on the website and then just come pick it up at the farmer's market so that way they're able to enjoy the market. Or come see us at the market because I post pretty often on our Instagram, Sauce Up Salsa Official, where we're at. So most people just tend to show up. But in the winter, when we don't have any markets, our online is our biggest contribution.
Nice. And you guys are the two employees only of the Sauce Up Salsa?
It's just Jessica and I, and we do it every day, all day, 24/7. Marketing.
Where's your kitchen at? Is it a co-op or
yeah, it's a
commissary kitchen rather?
Yeah, we we share with other people. They're mostly going during the day, and so we try to go at night where there's not a lot of people, so that way no cross-contamination. We do a deep clean before. We do a deep clean after. Jessica's really big about telling people no.
Yeah, he's quality control over there.
And then I got to the point where, like, I just walk in now, and they know I don't like what I don't and don't like. We've been there long enough.
Move out of the way.
So I
he does know jujitsu.
They do say I'm a little crazy.
Yeah.
I'm just vocal about my needs.
I know jujitsu. I'm like,
Well, hey, you have a delicious product. It takes with some time, focus, concentration. You guys are knocking it out. These are delicious.
So, you guys are both from out in Tooele, right?
Yeah, we both grew up.
Your families are still there?
No, mine's out here now.
Your family is
my family's in Salt Lake.
In Salt Lake now. Your families are close by.
Yeah.
What do they think about this? How do they view what you've done here?
I think to them, I'm still like, to my mom, I'm still like her son, you know what I mean? So, but she thinks it's cool that
anything you do,
right?
You're wonderful.
Yeah, pretty much. She's super proud. She thinks it's cool because my dad used to like cooking, and he always wanted to do something in cooking. So she thinks that, like, he would be very proud in, you know, what I'm currently doing. And then I think for me, it's mostly just how, like, my daughter views me. Like, I can kind of care less about how my family views me because I don't really have to, like, you know, deal with them. Mm.
I saw a picture of your daughter, by the way. She showed me a picture of the daughter.
That's my girl.
That is a beautiful little girl. How old is she, like 4 or 5?
No, she's 6.
6?
Yeah, she'll be 7 soon. Mm-hmm. She's amazing. Right? She was one of the biggest reasons why we started.
Uncle Dawson knows her.
Kind
of. Yeah, this is one of the biggest reasons why we started this, was to make sure that we had could spend more time with her because she's the only child, and we could be happy and, you know, do something as a family.
Mm-hmm. I'm just totally blown away. Very impressed by this effort, and the product is great, and I will go out of my way to get some.
I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Let's raise a glass.
Yes.
Cheers.
Yes. Cheers.
Fantastic.
Cheers.
Just salsa.
I can't quite reach over there, but that's good. There we go.
Salsa. Ogden's Farmer Market, Salt Lake City Farmer's Market, and mail order.
Yeah, and then if you guys want to try, like, options, we do have a Fiesta Pack. So, like, Super Bowls, birthdays, just hanging out with your family. Brilliant. You can get, like, 4 sauces and a big bag of chips made custom for you. And we have subscriptions, too.
Nice.
Yeah, so, like, if you want salsa delivered to you, like, twice a week, after $40, it's free delivery. So if you get, like, 2 bags of chips or even, like, a Fiesta Pack, we just bring it to you.
Nice.
How do you do that when there's just 2 of you? How do you make deliveries to? I mean, you know, I live up by the university.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
You make time for
it. I would love that. I have to drive to Park City and Orem.
You just make time for it.
Yeah, I have to. Yeah, I appreciate when people, like, go out of their way to order stuff that we made.
And you say, Bill, I'm going to come up at such and such a time. I say, okay, George, I'll be here.
They taught their daughter to drive. Yeah. So that's
exactly. Get her to 7 years old.
Get her to work.
Working on it.
I will do that. So I'll see you on Saturday, George. Okay, Bill. And you stop by the house.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then we make everything. We'll put everything to the side. As soon as I'm done with my farmer's markets, I clean up, and then I go deliver because she'll usually have our daughter. So I'll go
out. And we make everything fresh to order, too. So if you order it, I make it the next day. So
yeah.
Like, damn. I think of myself as a hardworking man.
And you think you work hard.
Man.
Man, alive.
I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, see, I'm usually still up at that time.
Yeah, me too.
We're usually still going to we're usually still working at that time, yeah.
Well, this is great. Remember, saucedupsalsa.com. Saucedupsalsa.com. Yeah, Dawson, did you?
Oh,
you're okay.
Social. We're on Facebook and Instagram is saucedupsalsa official. We're on Google. If you had our salsa, please leave us a review. Every review helps us improve.
Okay.
Unless it's not 5 stars, we don't want it.
Keep it to yourself.
For you. Yeah.
And then we have Twitter, and that's just Sauce of Salsa Official. And then
that's exactly the way I am. You know, if you have criticisms, keep it to yourself.
Right. Tell me, don't tell.
I'll ask you.
Yeah. Just tell us if it's good. Tell us if it's bad. Keep your mouth shut.
Right.
Exactly.
Don't let anybody know.
Yeah. So is it? I think it's time for Jimmy Santangelo to do a little.
Little
splash
of news here. We have.
I'll try not to crunch too loud.
No, crunch it up, baby. So what we like to do is just a little news update, and this is pretty much hot off the press. Anchor Brewing Company, you might have heard of their beer before, Anchor Brewing Company in San Francisco had to halt operations after 127 years.
They're the oldest craft brewer in America, right?
Yeah, and they're closed. San Francisco's 127-year-old Anchor Brewing Company will shut down and liquidate after years of declining sales, citing tough economic conditions.
They didn't hire a trans person to be their spokespeople.
Right. Maybe they would have lasted. Jeez. I don't know. Anchor was a trailblazer in U.S. Brewing craft beers in the 1970s when most Americans were loyal to only a handful of major brands. Its unique brewing techniques ignited demand beyond the city borders of San Francisco, and it quickly became a sought-after prize by beer geeks everywhere. They were bought in 2017 by Sapporo out of Japan, and they're just management techniques, hardships over COVID, just unable to adapt. Craft brew market really exploded, and man,
I thought I saw something that that the people who started Anchor and sold it to Sapporo, and or not started it because that was 150 years ago, but you know, the people who sold it to Sapporo felt that they didn't really understand what the product was, and
that's exactly right. Yeah,
didn't know quite. But, yeah, you know, that happens. It's weird to me that sometimes big companies will buy up smaller companies and not respect what they have done. What that smaller company has done, they said, well, we're the bigger company, we've got some more marketing techniques, we know what to do,
right?
You know, and oftentimes it's so when somebody comes to you, you know, when the Frito-Lay company comes to you and says, we want to buy your salsa, beware, because they may ruin it.
We're going to be pouring one out for our homie.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, I'm pretty aggressive about that stuff. Yeah. I mean, I figure,
seem like a savvy business person. Yeah. Much respect to you.
I try. I mean, they're not the ones standing for 12 hours a day, like, crying, you know, not eating and, like,
yeah,
all this stuff. So
I will say that he's more of the person that thinks, and I'm more of the person that jumps. Like, if we get an opportunity, I'm like, let's do it. And he's like, no, we need to take our time.
Sounds
and usually
like a good
he's
balance.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Usually like he's right. Balance.
There's a lot of times where I'm like, we have to say no. And she's like, well, that'd be such a good opportunity. I'm like, no, we have to say
and
no.
And then it like
and
passes.
Then it'll
and
pass.
And then I realize why. And I'm like, okay, I need to start listening to you better.
And I'm not necessarily
sure wish my partner said that to me at home.
Well, I think because I told her, I was like, well, I guess technically I started this, you know, like we started this, but like I started it just because I was, just, you know, I had insomnia and I was just doing it.
Yeah.
And then, so I was like, if I want this, I want it to grow based off like mostly my decisions, you know, like if it fails, I want it to fail because I made the wrong decision. But if it does really well, I want to, you know, and she definitely does support, you know, she's definitely a good team.
That's a great balance. I love that.
All right, we play a little game right at the end of the show.
Cool.
We have these cards. Jimmy, tell the people.
So we have these are flashcards that, being a Somali, I'm a wine guy, and working in restaurants, before the restaurant hours opens for dinner service, it's called pre-shift, where we go over all the specials, and the wine guy will always have a moment to review any changes on the wine list, menu, as well as staff education. And you get a lot of church nods, people from the office falling asleep during pre-shift, right? And I wanted to spice it up. So I created, and I didn't create these cards, but I created an opportunity to do, we call it Dirty Joke Thursdays. And on Thursday, I would do these flashcards of both wine-related flashcards, but also kind of like sexy kind of flashcards. So I hope it's okay. We're going to do that. Nothing's too racy.
Yeah, let's do it.
But it's just kind of fun to be able to integrate
George looks
that
kind
into
of excited
this.
By this.
Yeah, I like games. So let's do it.
Well, let's see now. I have two wine cards here and one sex card. Which one would you like first, a wine card or a sex card?
If we're doing all of them, let's do wine, sex, wine.
Okay, well, that's the order they're in, so let's do your...
Oh, there we go.
Okay, here's the first question. This one, and this one I don't know the answer of. I haven't... I do, actually. I think I do, but anyway, I haven't looked at the answer. Rioja is A, method of making sherry, B, a wine from Spain, C, a rust-colored wine, or B, a grape type. Rioja, R-I-O-J-A.
So think Spain.
In
Spain, they name their wines after the place or the grape.
Jimmy,
So I just helped him narrow it down. I'm narrowing it down.
Jimmy B. It says here, a wine from Spain.
Oh, shit.
B.
B. Ding, 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 yes. Ding, ding, ding.
So think Spain.
That's it.
I guess what I meant to say was some wines... labels name
Thank
themselves
you,
after our, the place or the place.
Okay, here's a sex card, and you can tell it's a sex card because it's got the...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, a little sexy yeah. time.
Pretty sexy.
Lingerie.
Huh? Let's see. But it's not very sexy. It's which of these animals practices monogamy?
Oh.
Okay. A, penguin. B, platypus. C, lion. Or D, horse.
A.
Correct.
Nice.
Nicely done. And here's a wild card. True or false? Sniffing.
Oh, is this a sex card or a wine card?
What are we sniffing?
It's a wine card.
Yeah, okay. Scratch and sniff?
Sniffing the cork. Sniffing the cork. Well, that could be. Gives you a good sense of the wine. True or false?
I must say false, because I've never seen anybody do that.
I've seen false. People do it, but you're correct. It is false. Why okay. is it false, Jimmy?
False. You're going to smell cork.
Yeah, that's right. What I was thinking.
Aren't you supposed to put it in the glass, right?
Yeah, and then, that's exactly
okay,
right.
Okay.
Best way to assess the wine, put it in the glass, give it a little swirl, nose it. If it smells fresh, like wine, things of that nature. If it smells like wet cardboard or dried attic, musty attic, that's something called cork taint. That is caused from the cork, but you can't tell that from smelling the cork.
The cork.
You tell that by smelling the wine.
Because oh. the cork's going to smell like cork.
And I think cork taint is another sex question. Yeah. I'm sorry.
You got the cork taint? Oh,
I've got cork. All right. Enough of this madness. Our guests have been George J. Bush.
Yep.
Who is, what's the J?
Jonathan.
George Jonathan Bush?
Yeah.
I almost would go with that every time. What's your name? George Jonathan Bush.
I had people believing it was W for years, for the longest time.
And his partner, Jessica Erickson. And do you mind mentioning your lovely child's name?
Her name is Kendrick.
Kendrick. Very mm-hmm. nice. They are the proprietors of Sauced Up Salsa. www.saucedupsalsa.com. Mail order salsa, and the chips are great. And they hand make those, and the salsa is great. Thanks for being with us.
Yes,
yeah, appreciate
you
guys having us.
That's the Let's Go Eat show. Let's Go Eat and Drink show with Bill Allred and Jimmy Santangelo, or Jimmy Santangelo and Bill Allred. It doesn't matter. Remember, you can ask us anything, tell us anything at theletsgoeatshow@gmail.com. Thank you to Dawson for producing the show.
Thank you, Dawson.
Thank you to our guests. And that's about it. Take it away, Zach.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Let's Go Eat and Drink show with Jimmy Santangelo and Bill Allred. Comments and questions, or if you just want to complain to the management, should be directed to theletsgoeatshow@gmail.com. The Let's Go Eat show was produced by Dawson Dow. I'm Zach Caton. So long, and don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you.